remember making it back young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're gonna have a hell of a time saying what it is.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here at the helm. Pretty sad week for fans of psychedelic and progressive rock everywhere. Richard Wright, a founding member of Pink Floyd, died Monday. He was 65 after a battle of cancer at his home in Britain. The band member's family does not want to give any more details about his death. Rick Wright being always quite kind of in the shadows, walking between the raindrops with the band. However, his keyboard sound was a basically enhanced the Pink Floyd sound, utilizing Vox organs, Hammond organs, and a whole whack load of Echoplex effects. Most known for writing The Great Gig in the Sky and Us and Them. His contributions to songs such as Echoes and Shining Crazy Diamond and Adam Hart, Mother Sweet, it's indescribable. David Gilmour, guitarist of Pink Floyd, paid tribute to Wright on Monday, saying this quote, "He was gentle, unassuming, and private, but his soulful voice and playing were vital, magical components of our most recognized Pink Floyd sound. I have never played with anyone quite like him." So that's what we're going to be doing for the next hour and a half, focusing on the music of Richard Wright and Pink Floyd. And there is no better way to introduce this band than our very own John Peel.
One that I, and I hope you, have been looking forward to for several weeks, ever since we knew it was going to happen. We have the Pink Floyd.
All I am I'm so
Nicest thing about the Pink Floyd's music is that it always makes me at least feel very hopeful. It's optimistic music, and that was no exception. Called Embryo, it was written by Roger Waters. This next one, which is written by Dave Gilmour, is Fat Old Son.
Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, that's really beautiful. That's Fat Old Son, Dave Gilmore composition. Is that going to be on the next LP? Is it? It is. Great. Good. These next two things are going to, have already been, in fact, recorded.
To drink, sitting in the club with so many fools, playing to rules, trying to impress but feeling rather empty. I had another drink. Evening, they'll turn up with their friends, playing the game. They're in the scene I should have been, far away. I remember you've been before. I open the door. Someone speaks. She would very much like to go out to a show. So what can I do? I can't think what to say. She sees through anyway. Until I go, traffic's moving rather slow, arriving late. There she waits, looking very angry, as cross as she can be. Getting up with us about remembering what's been before. I open the door.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise, where we're honoring the music of Richard Wright and Pink Floyd today. Richard Wright died on Monday at the tender age of 65. What we heard in that half hour, we started off there with a very rare BBC Archive 1970 recording hosted by Mr. John Peel. We heard a very rare Floyd track that was kind of a jam that became a few other songs. It was known as Embryo. That could be available on the Works album, the studio version of that, that is. Then we mixed in something that pretty much was a life-changing thing for myself, and I'm sure a lot of other acid heads out there, their live performance at Pompeii doing A Saucer Full of Secrets. Now, I saw this movie in about 1984, I believe. It was originally made in 1971, but I think it's one of the greatest rock movies ever made because it's simply an anti-rock movie. They are in the amphitheater in Pompeii with no audience at all, and it looks like they're just having a very concentrated good time, and it reveals a lot about the band. And the ironic thing is that Richard Wright, who we're talking about today, is not featured in any of the interview segments at all. There is some outtakes on the DVD, which I recommend you don't get. The director, Adrian Mabin, has modified the DVD with these horrible computer-generated images of planets in space. And it's really a shame. It's almost like what George Lucas did to Star Wars kind of thing. And it takes away from the original sparseness of the film. However, then we went back to the BBC archive. We heard Fat Old Son, which was originally done on Adam Hart Mother. And then we heard a Richard Wright penned piece, Paintbox, which was originally a B-side of the Careful With That Oxygen single. I believe I might be wrong. Call me and yell at me if I am. But that's available on the Relics album. We're going to keep on with the Floyd. And I'm sure you probably hear it on certain shows on CITR. But we're going to outdo any classic rock station that would honor Pink Floyd just by playing, you know, The Wall or something like that, which coincidentally, he's barely on. So we're going to actually, one sound that Rick Wright does that almost epitomizes the Floyd sound and it sends chills down my spine every single time is this wonderful song that actually begins the movie Pink Floyd Live at Pompeii. And those of you that know, of course, I'm talking about Echoes.
Everything is green as summer rain. separate glances meet, and I am you, and what I see is me. And do I take you by the hand that leads you through the land and help me understand the best I can? And no one calls us to revolve, and no one forces down our
Oh, microbe. We're at 8,000 feet. Television cold and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Did you enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Yes, indeedy. One of the finest programs we have here on CITR 101.9 FM, Sweet and Hot, every Thursday from 10 to noon. Great way to start your morning. This show is a noise, as it is every Wednesday. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, we've got the afternoon yak, namely The Green Majority, hosted by CIUT, Canada's only environmental radio show. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. Looks like she didn't get thrown in jail. She did get arrested when she was at the Republican National Convention, but she's back on the air. Rumbleton Radio Go-Go at 3 o'clock, the best in garage. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices. 6:30 this week is Sam Squatch's Hideaway, all Cancun, all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show with Julie and Caroline. And then 11 o'clock, get ready to get bummed because it's Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked always on 101.9. Or if you're listening on the World Wide Web at www.citr.ca. This week on A Noise, we're focusing on the sad passing of Pink Floyd keyboardist Richard Wright. And we're playing all things Richard Wright based in that last half hour. You heard a whole assortment of his talent. We started off with Echoes 1. From the Live at Pompeii, original VHS, like I said, don't buy the DVD. And I think we should just do a formal protest and just get them to digitally redo the original VHS without all the computer graphics crap in it. And after that, Amagama, the double album from 1969, where side one was filled with a whole bunch of live tracks recorded live at Mother's, and side two, where each individual member were allowed their own solo allotment on a part of a side of a record. That was Richard Wright's portions, Sisyphus 1, you heard there. Heard another great Richard Wright tune off of Adam Hart Mother, one of the more underrated Floyd songs, if you ask me, Summer 68. And then we finished up there with another Amagama track, Sisyphus 4. We're going to keep it going. If you want to hear anything Richard Wright related, give me a call. I do have Wet Dream here, his solo album in 1977. Not the most well-liked album, and I must confess, this is my first time really listening to it, and I can see why. So we're probably not going to play anything off of that. I'd kind of like to keep it psychedelic. So, but if you want, 822-2487. Thanks to the callers that are coming in and enjoying the retrospective, and we'll talk to you in about 15 minutes.
CITR 101.9 FM, in conjunction with the Vancouver International Film Festival, present Faubourg Tremé, The Untold Story of Black New Orleans. Faubourg Tremé, also known as the Sixth Ward, is one of the oldest black neighborhoods in America. Executive producer Wynton Marsalis and directors Don Logson and Lawless Eric Ellie have fashioned a love song-cum-documentary to the Tremé as it is known throughout New Orleans. The film recounts the history of the place credited with giving birth to both the civil rights movement and jazz music. Faubourg Tremé, The Untold Story of Black New Orleans, screens Thursday, October 2nd at 3 o'clock p.m. and Friday, October 3rd at 8:45 p.m. at the Empire Granville 7. Presented by CITR 101.9 FM.
And that was Green is the Colour and Careful with That Axe, Eugene. And if any there be who don't know who the Pink Floyd are, there are Roger Waters, bass and vocals, Nick Mason, percussion, Dave Gilmore, guitars and vocals, and Rick Wright, keyboards and vocals. And this next thing, which...
Oh, to have been there. John Peel announcing the names of the Pink Floyd 1970 BBC archives, and that just about wraps up yet another edition of A Noise, a very special episode honoring the death of Richard Wright, keyboardist from Pink Floyd, died Monday, the age of 65. It's kind of cliche to actually end on this track, but it does bear, kind of epitomizes his contribution to the band, and it's probably his most recognized song. So, Richard, if there is deity or deities up there, I'm sure you really are in that great gig in the sky. This is Luke Meets Signing Off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know. Exquisite.